Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. Later in the hour, we talk with the director of a new documentary about the closing of Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant, and we'll sit down with singer-songwriter and environmentalist Chuck McDermott. But first, a new play exploring the challenges of being a local fisherman in today's world. The play is titled Boundless, and the playwright Allison Waller joins us. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So, Allison, this play has been described as investigative theater. So what exactly is investigative theater?
Yes, good question. Well, I lived for in the aughts. I was in New York City, and I'm an associate artist with a theater company there called The Civilians, which does investigative theater. And so what that means is we do theater that's based on interviews. So we interview a bunch of people and then go make a play about it. And so some of the text is verbatim, but the piece itself sort of becomes its own entity. You know, it's not investigative like straight investigative journalism. And the play also has music in it. So that adds another level of sort of
interest. You chose the topic of fishing. So why and what themes around fishing did you want to explore?
Well, I because of that background that I had, I always thought it would be interesting to interview fishermen here because I've come here since I was a child and I've lived here for several years as well. But I never really interact with fishermen. I love fish. I eat fish. I think we all sort of take it for granted. But as a Washashore, especially, I'm just interested in what their lives are like from the day to day to all of these things that they're navigating on a regular basis that I think also are sort of an eye into what we're all dealing with globally, you know, in terms of some of the bigger issues.
And of course, fishing is so much more complex than you might think. I'm sure you found that as you started to do these interviews.
Yes.
So how did you decide what voices and issues around fishing that you wanted to bring into this piece?
Well, you know, it's always partly just an experience of sort of who you talk to first and who they lead you to, and then the research that you do. And then in terms of what ends up on stage, it has to be to some degree things that are also entertaining. That's what's sort of in some ways a little bit different than just doing a proper normal documentary. Very early in the process, I got in touch with Owen Nichols, who's the marine fisheries person at the Center for Coastal Studies. And he's been very helpful through this whole process, first in just sort of giving us all a primer on sort of really basic information about types of fishing, types of boats, the people you'll meet and things like that. And then he also got us in touch with many of the people that we ended up interviewing, and some of them, of course, ended up in the play. Yeah.
So you sent six actors out to interview people. Now, why have actors do the interview? Why not you? I mean, if you're putting the play together, why the actors?
Oh, well, I was one of them
as
well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think actors have to listen. I mean, listening is part of being a good actor. And so I think, strangely, actors end up being pretty good listeners and interviewers, and there's an inherent curiosity into the lives of people that also goes along with acting. But also the thought was that some of them might end up in the show, and there's a great thing to have met some of the people that you might end up playing.
Yeah. So we hear that all the time about how actors, you know, when they're going to be playing a part, how they kind of go and try to live that for a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Especially when it's something that for a lot of us really is so different than our lives. So,
And you don't know much about, and you want to portray accurately. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So what kind of training or instruction did you give them before they went out to do these interviews?
Well, we basically just, we talked about listening and not, I mean, the other thing about actors is they like to talk. So so the other thing is like sort of instructing in that thing of listening and leaving that space for people to continue and not necessarily jumping in. The importance of asking yes or not asking yes or no questions, but, you know, open-ended questions. We also came up with a list of questions that we would all ask or try to ask during the course of the interviews, partly from the writer's standpoint, to have sort of themes that, you know, we could have recur and turn into a piece. And then we had them interview each other and act them for each other, for the group, so that we would have the experience of sort of then trying to portray someone that you just met.
So do you have a thread for the story before the interviews, or was the story really born out of what the actors found in the interviews?
Well, I should say first also that it's not a narrative. It's not a normal play. It's almost like a mosaic or something, sort of snapshots of different people that we've met. There are some through lines with, you know, one family and a couple fishermen that we follow throughout. But in a way, it's kind of a mosaic or a patchwork that if you step away from it, we hope will give people a larger sense of what's going on. I don't know if that answers your question.
The actors who are doing the interviews, this is really more of a collaborative effort, is what I'm trying to say, than just, you know, you sitting down and writing this.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how was the information gathered in the interviews? How is it shared? Was it shared through that sort of acting out process, or how do you share that with each other?
I wish there had been more sharing, but because of time and just, you know, we did probably 35 to 38 interviews over the course of the year, and due to time and people doing other shows, there wasn't as much of that, but we tried to meet on a semi-regular basis when we were in the big heart of the interviews and do a couple of minutes of the storytelling for each other as the character. And what sort of inevitably happens also is that the good stuff sort of sticks in your memory and percolates anyway. So from the writer's standpoint, it's interesting to see what people remember from these, you know, longer chunks.
So the actors, in a sense, they're helping craft the voice or content of the play. And then are you kind of looking at this and going, well, I like the, you're the master editor here.
Yeah. Well, it's that thing too. Like, you know, even when you're just in the process of an interview, sometimes you just know, you kind of wait for those golden nuggets to drop out of people's mouths. And sometimes there's just a story that as soon as you hear it, you know.
That's it.
Yeah. You know that most likely you're going to, there were a few of those that, just as soon as I knew that the story had been told, that we would probably try to keep it because it's so quintessentially that thing.
And did everybody agree?
Well, it wasn't collaborative in the sense that they were all involved in the actual choice of the material. Do you know what I mean?
Just presenting what
yeah,
they found.
Yeah. Which I guess probably simplified it. Although that would have been fun.
Yeah. Do the actors portray the people that they interviewed then?
In theory, in many of the shows that I have done, I have portrayed people who I've interviewed. McNeely Myers, who was one of our interviews, is in the show, but she actually is portraying people that she didn't interview. Mm-hmm. However, we do have the audio for them to listen to if they want to. And Art Devine, who's directing it, did some interviewing as well, but he ended up directing it, not in it.
So were there particular issues around fishing that you found a challenge to present in the play?
Well, I bet you can guess which one. I mean, the regulatory stuff, which seems impossible to avoid because it is...
And hard to understand.
Yeah. I mean, I just found myself as a writer just banging my head against that wall because it's that thing of how do you distill it into something digestible? Mm-hmm. But it's certainly not what our purpose was. I want people to leave sort of feeling what it's like to be a fisherman. So you have to talk about the regulations without getting bogged down or boring people to death, too, because, you know, this is theater. So that was a challenge, yes,
yeah.
I would say.
As you explored some of the issues of fishing, do you offer any potential solutions or give hints about ways some of these issues could be addressed?
Well, you know, I think one of the things we've really tried to show is the different parties that are involved, a bit of what different advocacy groups are doing. And, you know, someone asked me, are people going to leave depressed? Because there's so many really tough things around this. And we are trying to give people a hopeful feeling. I think what we're finding is that, you know, scientists and fishermen working together as opposed to, being at odds with each other. It's one thing that Owen's doing, which is really inspiring. You know, he's on boats a lot. I know the Alliance is also trying to, like, speed up that gap between science getting to fishermen and vice versa. And also just kind of maybe going back to a more sustainable, local food movement aspect with fishing as well is, I think, where some of the hope is.
So you're talking about the hope, but do you talk about the tensions at all between not only just science and fishermen, but the fisheries themselves? And
A little bit between the fisheries themselves, differences of opinion to a degree among the people, you know, trying to make the fishermen's lives better as well. Really, I hope it gets a conversation started because it is all so big and massive.
Right. It's a huge topic to try to undertake. So what role does music play in the production?
Well, you know, just from a technical entertainment aspect, I think it's there partly to balance some of the drier. I mean, I hope there's not too much dry stuff, but partly for that reason. But I think music always elevates things and gives an emotional texture, a more visceral texture to things than just mm-hmm. people speaking. And so I think that's where it comes in really, really mm-hmm. handy.
So how does the music reflect the spirit or nature of the sea or fishing? Is that something you were conscious of as you were choosing the music?
A little bit. I mean, the music is eclectic and there's different styles of music. You know, there's a song about seals. Seals came up a lot in our interviewing process. So like there's a torch song, like a sort of homage to seals. And then there's a couple of things that are inspired sort of more by that kind of old school fishing, what you think of as a fishing song. But it's more inspired kind of by the interviews themselves. So it's a combination of stuff.
I would imagine, as we're talking, there can be some dry, complicated stuff here, but there can also be quite a bit of humor.
Yes. Well, we've tried as much as possible to put that in and, you know, add some theatricality to the fun things. Yeah. I mean, these people have some great stories.
The play is Boundless at the Cape Rep Theater. It runs through December 3rd. We'll have details about showtimes at our website, capeandislands.org. Allison Weller wrote the play and co-wrote music along with Peter Hodgson. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mindy. It was a great pleasure.
Coming up after a break, Power Struggle, a new documentary film about the closing of Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant.